You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, in a world where career choices can feel overwhelming, Mansfield Christian School, or MCS, is pioneering a unique way to guide students towards their vocational callings. Let's jump in. The Career Academy program at MCS is not just about education. It's about empowering students to explore, discover, and discern their professional pathways while grounded in their faith. The idea emerged 4 years ago when Superintendent Cy Smith saw the need not only for students, but the community as a whole. And while programs like this exist in the area, none are curated towards students who attend private schools. Dr. Smith explained to us that while he knew it would be a challenge to coordinate the logistics, it had the potential to be life-changing for their students and game-changing for local employers. MCCAP currently offers specialized academies focused on medicine and STEM-related fields. The Academy of Health Professionals has already completed its inaugural year, and the STEM Academy is set to begin this fall. Then, Ministry and Missions will start in 2025, followed by Business in 2026. Along with the offerings of these unique courses, the program encourages community involvement, inviting professionals to mentor, speak, or provide experimental learning opportunities. Collaborations like these help bridge the gap between education and employment. Assistant Superintendent Mandy Washinsky said they have carefully curated a list of community members whose expertise aligns with their academies. Through mentorship and hands-on experiences, students gain valuable insights into their fields. With MCS's mission at the forefront of every event, program, or course offered by the school, MCCAP is no different. Dr. Smith emphasized the fact that it is essential for students to understand the connection between their faith and future professions. He noted that regardless of their future occupations, they're teaching students to serve and work for the common good. And by doing so, they're nurturing Christian leaders who can influence our culture positively. Senior Kaylin Carr couldn't be more sure about her future in medicine because of the MCCAP program. She told us that she's grown more confident in her decision to become a nurse. Carr finds great joy in learning different things in the class and has also enjoyed the shadowing opportunities and talking with her mentor. As the program continues to evolve, MCCAP remains committed to enhancing the student experience. The ultimate goal? To equip students with the skills and confidence to pursue their God-given callings. To learn more about MCCAP or to apply, visit mcsflames.org or call 419-756-5651. Now some Ohio history. Did you know that Ed Rusch was a legendary baseball center fielder and coach? His Major League Baseball career spanned from 1913 to 1931, with his most important time at the Cincinnati Reds. Rusch led the Reds to a 1919 World Series victory and won two National League batting titles. He maintained an extraordinary .323 batting average over his 18-year career. Rusch also played for the New York Giants, Chicago White Sox, Newark Peppers, and Indianapolis Hoosiers. Elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1962, Rusch died in 1988, having profoundly influenced the sport. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Richard Chronister. Richard was born in Mifflin Township in 1929. He served in the National Guard at Mansfield Lom Regional Airport. He was a dedicated employee and retired after 33 years from Schaefer Valve. He was a man of faith and a member of Woodville Grace Brethren. He enjoyed traveling out west with his wife Becky. He was an avid Ohio State Buckeye fan and cheered for every men's and women's team. He was preceded in death by his wife. He is survived by his son and numerous nieces and nephews. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Richard's life and service. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.